Welcome to Diabetes Focus, saving lives through diabetes information, education, and support.
Sun safety and skincare advice by Reetha Harmsa. This episode is brought to you by Replace Diabetic in the interest of education, awareness, and support. For those keeping an eye on blood sugar levels, Replace Diabetic is your tasty, low GI meal replacement endorsed by Diabetes South Africa and the GI Foundation. Visit replace.co.za for more information. Reetha Harmsa offers sun safety and skincare advice, highlighting the importance of hydration during the summer months. As summer approaches, it's important to keep in mind that while sunlight provides many benefits, it also poses risks, especially for people with diabetes who may already be managing a variety of health concerns. While protecting your skin from excessive sun exposure is crucial, it's also important to balance that with maintaining healthy vitamin D levels. Additionally, staying hydrated during the hot summer months is key for managing diabetes effectively. What about vitamin D? Vitamin D plays a crucial role in bone health, immune function, and overall well-being. It's produced when the skin is exposed to sunlight, specifically ultraviolet B, UVB rays. While sun exposure is a natural way to boost vitamin D levels, it's essential to do so safely, especially if you're trying to avoid overexposure to the sun's harmful rays. Optimal time for vitamin D absorption. The body produces vitamin D when UVB rays hit the skin, triggering a process that leads to the production of vitamin D. However, it is important to balance this with the sun safety to avoid overexposure. The best time for optimal vitamin D absorption is when the sun is at its highest point, typically between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., when UVB rays are the strongest. During this window, the skin is most efficient at synthesizing vitamin D. However, prolonged exposure during these hours can also increase the risk of skin damage and skin cancer, so moderation is key. Short, controlled sun exposure. Aim for about 10 to 30 minutes of sunlight on your face, arms, and legs, depending on your skin type and location. Lighter skin may require less time, while darker skin might need slightly more time for optimal vitamin D synthesis. Protective measures. If you're planning to be outside for longer periods, apply sunscreen after the initial exposure, or wear protective clothing and hats to reduce the risk of sunburn and long-term skin damage. Tanning mushrooms, a vitamin D alternative. While foods like fatty fish, salmon, mackerel, fortified dairy products, and egg yolks are well-known sources, mushrooms offer a unique option for non-animal sources of vitamin D. Specifically, UV-exposed mushrooms, also known as tanning mushrooms, are rich in vitamin D2. These mushrooms have been exposed to UV light during cultivation, allowing them to synthesize vitamin D, like how the skin does. Including these mushrooms in your diet can help boost your vitamin D intake, especially if you're unable to get enough from sunlight or dietary sources alone. Proper hydration in the summer heat. In addition to sun safety, hydration is an important factor in managing diabetes, particularly during the summer heat. High temperatures, humidity, and increased physical activity can cause excessive sweating, leading to dehydration, which can affect blood glucose control. Why is hydration crucial for diabetes? Dehydration can cause blood glucose levels to rise. When the body is dehydrated, the kidneys work harder to filter excess glucose from the bloodstream, which can lead to high blood glucose levels, hyperglycemia. In extreme cases, dehydration can lead to diabetic ketoacidosis, DKA, especially in those with type 1 diabetes. Staying well hydrated helps prevent those complications and supports overall well-being. Tips for staying hydrated during the summer heat. Drink water regularly. Aim to drink water consistently throughout the day, even before you feel thirsty. Thirst is a late indicator of dehydration, and it's best to stay ahead of it. Drink water every 30 to 60 minutes, particularly if you're active in the heat. Avoid sugary drinks. While sugary drinks like sodas and fruit juices might seem refreshing, they can contribute to higher blood glucose levels. Instead, choose water, herbal teas, or sugar-free beverages. You can also add lemon or cucumber to water for a refreshing twist. Use electrolytes. If you're spending extended periods outside in the heat or engaging in physical activities, it's important to replenish electrolytes, sodium, potassium, magnesium, lost through sweat. Opt for sugar-free electrolyte drinks or snacks like salted nuts, pickles, or potassium-rich foods like bananas or avocados. Monitor your blood sugar more frequently. Heat can affect insulin sensitivity, leading to fluctuations in blood glucose levels. Check your blood glucose more frequently during the summer, especially if you're exposed to the sun for prolonged periods or engaging in physical activity. This will help you adjust your insulin doses or meal plans as needed. Wear sunscreen to avoid dehydration from sunburn. Sunburn can lead to dehydration, so using sunscreen with the broad spectrum SPF of 30 or higher is important. Choose sunscreens that are water resistant and reapply regularly, especially after swimming or sweating. Dress for the heat. Wear light, breathable clothing to help keep your body cool and reduce the risk of heat-related dehydration. A wide-brimmed hat can also provide shade and reduce exposure to the sun, helping you stay cooler. Hydrate before, during, and after exercise. If you're engaging in outdoor activities or exercise, be sure to hydrate beforehand. Drink water during exercise and replenish fluids afterwards. Sweating increases the risk of dehydration, and diabetes can make it harder for your body to regulate fluid balance. Conclusion. While sun exposure is an important factor in maintaining healthy vitamin D levels, it's essential to balance it with proper sun safety practices to reduce the risk of skin damage. Aim for short periods of exposure during peak times, protect your skin with sunscreen, and consider including UV-exposed mushrooms in your diet as a natural source of vitamin D. Additionally, during the summer months, staying hydrated is key for managing diabetes effectively. Drink plenty of water, avoid sugary beverages, and monitor your blood glucose levels more frequently to prevent dehydration and keep your body in balance. By adopting these sun safety and hydration strategies, you can enjoy a healthy and active summer while taking care of your skin and managing your diabetes.